Welcome to the Mean Mean Banana Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Granominico, a vegan blogger and plant-based nutritionist. Going vegan was the best decision I ever made for my health and happiness, and it's now my goal to share what I've learned about this amazing lifestyle with as many people as possible. I want to help you see that you deserve to prioritize your health and happiness, and that we can all do that in a way that doesn't hurt innocent animals. We'll chat about all things veganism, plant-based nutrition, health, and wellness so that you can take what works for you and confidently live your happiest, healthiest, best life. Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast, episode 14. Feels like it's been a while since I recorded. I did it a little bit earlier last week just because of the holidays and everything, but I'm excited to be chatting with you guys again. I hope you all had an amazing holiday season with your loved ones, or if you don't celebrate, I hope you just had a great week. I personally love Christmas time so much, but I have to admit that it's kind of nice to take down the decorations and have that feeling of just anticipation and excitement for a brand new year. But before I get into all that, I have a quick announcement. New episodes are now going to go up on Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays. So this is a slight change I'm making in this new year. I'm going to post recipes on Monday and Friday on my blog rather than Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So just to kind of even things out, episodes of the podcast are now going to come out on Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays. So just wanted to give you guys a heads up if you listen to them the day that they come out. But okay, let's get into my pit and peak for the week. So my pit this week was just being away from my family for both holidays this year. And by both, I mean Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those are what I celebrate. So of course, I was so thankful to be able to spend time with my husband's family, but I'm really close with my parents and brothers and I miss them a lot. But I'm thankful to have so many people, so many loved ones to spend time with this time of year and to be okay and have perspective and know that even if I'm not with my parents on the select calendar day, that we're still going to get to celebrate together. So ultimately, I'm thankful for that. We're actually going to my parents' place in Columbus this weekend to celebrate with them. So I'm really excited for that. My peak this week is that Christmas was amazing and I just love this New Year's time. I actually have a few potentially really exciting ventures kind of brewing for 2019 that I can't share quite yet, but I'm so ready for this year. So this week, my peak is really just being super motivated, which I'm always motivated, I guess, more than normal, and just really excited and happy about a lot of sweet, sweet things that are going to unfold this year, including moving to Detroit. So we're still in the process of selling our house and finding one up in Detroit. So I will obviously keep you guys updated with any big changes on that front. I also love that this year, Joe and I were a lot more minimalistic in terms of how many gifts we bought for Christmas, as well as how many we received. Christmas is so not about the presents, and I just love that this year, the stuff that I did get was so valuable and really something that I really wanted and needed in terms of something that I could use in a practical way, but I didn't get a bunch of clutter and crap that I don't need. So my favorite, I have to say, was the Annie brand shoes that I got from Joe, of course. They're like little black high top shoes. You probably have seen them on Instagram because I've been wearing them to train and lift every day. They're so cute and super comfortable. It's an all vegan company, so all their shoes are totally vegan and ethically made and everything. So they're really, really cute. I also got some bomb clothes from vegan companies I love and cannot wait to rep in 2019. So speaking of the new year, let's move into the topic for today's episode, which is New Year's resolutions / intentions. I kind of hate the word resolutions now because it's so closely linked with the stereotype of someone deciding to lose weight or go to the gym or both and giving up 3 days in. It makes me sad that weight loss is like joked about as a resolution that nobody can keep, because honestly, I think that you can do whatever you set your mind to and decide you want to do. What is silly though is setting an intention or a goal like that and not setting yourself up for success by creating smaller goals and habits to reach that bigger one. I personally love this time of year as someone who's really self-motivated and loves like goal setting and reflection really all the time, but especially at the end of a calendar year, there's something that feels really good and gets me super excited and ready for a new year of opportunities. This last year was especially big for me personally, probably the one with the most transformation and change I've ever had. I transitioned from teaching kindergarten full time to blogging without a super set plan at first, but knowing in my heart that I needed to do what made me happy and what I'm most passionate about, which is spreading the message about veganism. So I got certified as a holistic nutritionist, started taking on clients to help them adopt a plant-based diet, which was so great. I learned so much from that. My blog is continuing to grow, and I just feel super excited for the recipes as well as some new content that I'm going to share this year. So stay tuned for that. I have a few intentions and resolutions for myself going into 2019, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do too. So today I want to talk about the four tendencies. Basically, the four tendencies is a framework created by Gretchen Rubin that classifies people by how they respond to expectations, both inner and outer expectations. So an inner expectation is something like a New Year's resolution, whereas an outer expectation is something like meeting a work deadline or doing a favor that a friend asks of you. So Gretchen Rubin is a writer. She's like an author and basically like an expert on habits and human nature. She has a podcast called The Happier Podcast, which is pretty good. I usually listen to every episode. She kind of irritates me because in her books and sometimes on the podcast, she talks about how great her low carb diet is for her health. And it just makes me roll my eyes every fucking time because she talks about like eating hard boiled eggs and shit like that all the time. But other than that, she has some good info just on human nature and habits in general. So there are four tendencies and you can take the quiz online to see which one you are, but honestly, you'll probably be able to tell just from me describing them in this episode. I will put the link for the quiz in the show notes as well as the link for Gretchen's podcast. I want to talk about the four tendencies today because they play a huge role in helping to set yourself up to create and maintain habits that you want in your life, especially ones like eating healthier or doing things on a regular basis. And a lot of people are trying to initiate new, better habits this time of year, which I totally support and love to do myself. So I hope that thinking about this and knowing yourself a little bit better will help any new habits you're adopting to go even more smoothly. It's important to know how you operate so that you can actually help support yourself in making big or small changes in your everyday life, right? You might as well make a new habit as easy and convenient as possible versus making it like pulling teeth or something that is a huge struggle when it doesn't necessarily have to be. So the names of the tendencies are upholder, questioner, obliger, and rebel. So I'm going to go through each tendency and give you kind of an example scenario, but definitely take the quiz, like I said, and see which one you are. I find it really fun to take these types of quizzes anyway, because it's just kind of fun to see like which one you end up being. So I'm interested to know which one you guys are. So if you're in the Facebook group, definitely hop over there and let me know what your tendency is. So say the habit that we're talking about or the expectation is that someone is expected to go to a workout class every week. So upholder is the first tendency I'm going to talk about. So an upholder responds to outer and inner expectations very easily. Basically, all they need to know is clearly and kind of straight up what should be done. So they can motivate themselves because they've set this goal to go to this workout class every week. Or maybe if a friend asks them to go to this workout class every week with them, they'll say, okay, yeah, sure. And then they're motivated because their friend invited them to go and they said that they would. So now they're just going to go. The next one is a questioner. So questioners need to know why something is valuable or needs to become a habit. Basically, they need a justification. So maybe a questioner researches to find the class that they're most interested in, then learns what health benefits that class would bring them. So they're better responding to inner expectations, but they kind of question outer expectations. So like if you just told a questioner you have to go to this class, but didn't tell them the reason why, they may not be as likely to go. Whereas if you told them about the class and maybe why it would be valuable for them, that would help. The next tendency is an obliger. So obligers respond to outer expectations, but struggle with inner expectations. So if they set a goal for themselves to go, but have no outer accountability, like they don't tell anybody, they just think in their head, I want to go to this weekly workout class. They'll really, really have a hard time with that. Like when the going gets tough, if they're busy, if they're tired. So they have to set this goal for themselves to go. But in addition to that, they need accountability. So they may ask a friend to go with them, and knowing that the friend will be by themselves, if they choose not to go, they'll be more consistent and motivated. Or they might buy a whole month's worth of classes so that if they skip, they know that they're losing or wasting money. And the last tendency is rebel. So rebels don't respond to inner or outer expectations. Basically, they just need to do things on their own terms and feel inclined to do the opposite of what they are told or feel forced into doing. Rebels want freedom to do something in their own way. The solution for setting oneself up for success as a rebel always kind of throws me off, whereas the other ones, it's easier for me to think of examples. So if you're a rebel, definitely check out more on Gretchen's site. She always has lots of great examples. And like I said, she has lots of podcast episodes specifically on the four tendencies. So check those out. So I've heard Gretchen mention several times that the most people are obligers. So supposedly everybody in the world fits into one of these tendencies. And the vast majority of people are obligers. They're the largest group, meaning those are the people that easily meet outer expectations like work deadlines, but really have trouble kind of responding to goals that they set for themselves. After that, I believe is questioners, and then rebels and upholders are the fewest people. I personally am an upholder through and through. My family and friends will not be surprised. I often get kind of made fun of for how organized and type A and plan ahead oriented I am, but hey, I embrace it and it works for me. If there's an expectation either that I set for myself or that others expect of me, I have no problem fulfilling the expectation. So because I don't typically have trouble fulfilling expectations or things like New Year's resolutions, I don't have trouble forming new habits usually. I'm going to use some of Gretchen's other tips for creating good habits, specifically one called pairing. Pairing basically means that you are going to do the new activity with something that you do every day already or with something that you enjoy, so you're more likely to do it. So I'll get more to that later. But basically an example of pairing is like if you want to walk more on the treadmill, you listen to a podcast that you love only while you're walking on the treadmill. So that way you're motivated to listen to the podcast, but you know you can only do it when you're walking on the treadmill, so you're more likely to walk as a result. I'm also going to use strategies like convenience to make it as easy as possible for me to maintain the new habits that I want. So moving into the new year, I have some intentions that are new for me that I want to incorporate, and I also am going to have an affirmation for the year, which I'm really excited about. Basically, it's going to be just like the weekly affirmations that I share here, but I'm going to choose one to kind of make a point to live by it and practice it for the year of 2019 and just see how that goes. I'm going to post it, you know, around my house, on my laptop, on my desk so that it's visible on a regular basis and I'm always reminded of it. I haven't chosen my one affirmation yet for the year, but when I do, I will definitely let you guys know. My two more resolution type intentions are to start and maintain a gratitude journal and to meditate on a daily basis. So a gratitude journal is basically writing down three things you're especially grateful for at the end of each day, or at least that's what mine's going to be. I had so many journals growing up and honestly, I loved it, but I always fell into the trap of getting overwhelmed and feeling like I'd never be able to write down everything that had happened in my day that was important, so I would just stop altogether. I think this format for a gratitude journal of having really short entries linked with gratitude, which is something that I really value, is going to make it way more manageable and valuable for me. I also think it'll be so rewarding to be able to look back at a full year of things that I was grateful for and to remember really fun, happy times, as well as times that may not be so great, but being able to still find gratitude in every single day. I'm going to use pairing to do this each night. So when I do my yoga stretching, which is already a very ingrained habit in my evening routine, right before I get into bed, I'm going to do my gratitude journal. Then I'll leave the journal on my nightstand so that it's always easy and convenient for me to do, and I won't forget because it's right there before I turn my light off. So my other resolution slash habit slash new thing that I want to do on a daily basis this year is meditating. So I've had spells in the past where I was really consistent with meditation, but I would get to the end of like a free app I was using and stop. I'm going to pair meditation with my morning stretching and designate a place in my room to meditate each day so that it'll actually happen. And I'm also going to find guided meditations on YouTube instead of using an app. That way at the end of 30 days or however long the app is, I don't have an excuse to stop. I'm really excited about meditating on a daily basis because when I did do it in the past, I definitely noticed a difference. And there's just so much research out there on how positive meditation is for mental health. And I honestly believe physical health too, because mental health plays such a big role in physically how healthy you feel. So I'm really excited to get going with that. So pretty quick episode. I hope it was helpful though. I know it wasn't specifically vegan focused, but I think that this framework is really, really interesting and it helps you to kind of know yourself better so that you can adopt health healthy habits to have your happiest year yet. I also want to say that this can really help you to understand other people in your life. So for example, if you want to help your family make healthier diet choices and you tell them over and over what they should eat, but they're rebels, that will literally never work. Or if they're obligers, you'll then know that they need some accountability to make changes, so you could support them in that way. I think it's super interesting, especially too for people's like working styles, stuff like that. Going back to you personally, if you are wanting to go vegan this year, it's especially helpful. If you're a questioner, you would want to do tons of research as to why a vegan diet is healthier, what actually happens to the animals, so that you know why and you're motivated to keep up your diet change. If you're an obliger or an upholder, you might sign up for Veganuary, a great 4-week challenge in January where you're given a mentor, you get daily emails, tips, and recipes to support you along the way. If you're a rebel, you might look up all the kind of government and financial issues behind animal agriculture, which could fuel you not to buy into the lies and a lot of manipulation in the marketing of animal products. I'm going to link the site for Veganuary, which is an incredible resource for getting started on a vegan diet, even though when this comes out, it'll already be January 2nd. Hopefully you will still be able to join at that point. And if you're already vegan, which I know lots of you are, maybe you're wanting to clean up your already vegan diet to be more whole food plant-based. I hope these tendencies are going to help you in making some concrete changes. And as always, if you need any help or one-on-one support from me, check out the coaching page on my blog. Okay, so the affirmation for this week is, I make decisions from a place of intuition and power. So with this one, I love it, first of all. Make your intentions for 2019 from a place of intuition and then let them empower you. So only you know yourself best and what you need or want to do to potentially change your life in a huge way for the better. So make that decision based on your intuition, based on what you know you need to do in your life to improve it, and then feel really empowered that you have probably the control and the potential to make huge changes for the better. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you guys, as always, so much for listening. If you leave a review on iTunes, remember that I will send you a free copy of my 6-ingredient sweets and snack ebook. So just send me a screenshot of your review on iTunes. My email is always in the show notes, so you can find that there and send it to me and I will send you the ebook. Also join the Facebook group if you have not already. Search Beaming Banana Bunch on Facebook to connect with other listeners. Hopefully I will chat with you guys over there. I'm sending you all so much love and happy, healthy vibes for an amazing 2019. I'll chat with you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Beaming Banana podcast. You can find me on my blog at beamingbanana.com and on all social media at Beaming Banana. I am particularly active on Instagram and love that platform, so be sure to follow me there. You can always find the show notes and resources for the podcast on my blog's lifestyle page, and I would love if you shared this podcast with someone you think would enjoy it. If you're feeling extra amazing, rate and review the podcast on iTunes. It helps others find the podcast, and I appreciate it so, so much. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen so that you're the first to get new episodes. That's it for now. Until next time, have a happy, healthy week.